therapy that you need, baby, right here at home. Get lost in my body and pretend that nothing is wrong.
Quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. Broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territories, this is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's your next hour of commentary and music.
But we just need one night to apply that good pressure.
Hi, Barbie. I'm Leslie.
Lord, please deliver me from this headache. I'm Jade.
You have a headache?
I have a headache. I had two sips of very strong Vietnamese coffee this morning. And my head has been hurting ever since.
Okay. When you told me earlier, I didn't realize it was this morning.
Yeah, it was this morning. I am this sensitive to caffeine.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay.
I know.
Wow. Well, good news for you today, Jade, but perhaps not so much for the listener. We're doing a mostly music episode of the show where we're going to be playing largely music and splicing up that playlist with short moments of talk and banter. What is the playlist that we have going on?
The playlist that we have going on is quite an eclectic mix. Considering that it is Easter and also Passover, I have some fun holiday songs to start us off. And then afterwards, a bit of groovy music, a little pensive dream pop, a little bit of everything, a little David Byrne, lots of CanCon, lots of new music. I have a song that I'm very excited to play because they've been one of my favorite musicians from Vancouver for a long time, and they always, all their songs are explicit, so we can never play it on radio. This is one of their only radio-friendly songs they just released. But we are starting off with one of a banger of a banger, Deliver Us. From the Prince of Egypt soundtrack. Enjoy.
Oh, good name for you.
Moses, Your Majesty.
Moses? What does that mean?
Deliverance.
Deliverance, the perfect name, deliverance, for you came delivered to me by the great blue Nile.
Brother, you're safe now, and safe may you stay.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. We just heard Barista Bel Omadan by Alton Gün, and before that, The Transfiguration by Sufjan Stevens. And my name is Jade, and I was trying to find an Easter song that was as much of a banger as the Prince of Egypt, soundtrack, and I just couldn't find anything. So I just ended up playing a Sufjan Stevens song. It is about the Feast of the Transfiguration, which I think takes place like a good 6 months before the events of Easter. But, you know, it's about Jesus. It's about Jesus becoming the Son of God, I think. I'm not sure, actually, what it's about. Do you know anything about the Transfiguration?
I know nothing about the Bible.
Fair. Well, you'll find out.
Okay. My name is Leslie, and today we're doing a mostly music playlist of the show, splicing in some of our banter into today's very eclectic playlist. What have you been up to lately, Jade? It's been a while since we last talked.
It's been a month. Has it been a month?
Maybe. Time is a blur.
Time is an arrow. I've been jet setting lately. I've been doing quite a bit of traveling. I just got back from St. Louis, Missouri a few days ago. After making terrible decisions, I am now nursing an injured knee 10 days before I'm about to embark on a 900 kilometer walk across Spain. So that's great. That's good for me. I think everything is going as God has intended. this is great. Prior to that, I was in New York City for a little bit, chilling out, eating bagels. Actually, that's a lie. I only had one bagel. Eating bagel, singular. Crying in Central Park, crying in the Columbia Law School Library, crying on Fifth Avenue, crying in a coffee shop, crying in my Airbnb. You get the gist.
These
crying
are
in the
all,
Brooklyn Bridge.
These are all like the spinoffs to crying in
H Mart. I was just gonna say, Michelle. What's her last name? Michelle Zahner. Michelle, if you're listening to it, you have I give you full rights to my brilliant sequels to your book.
Great. That's great.
What have you been, up to, Leslie?
None of that. So speaking of leg injuries, while you have been, you know, moving around, traveling to places, walking, last week I attended a gathering of the Greater Vancouver Area Feminist Bird Club. It was really cool. It was my first time birding.
Very cool.
Yeah. And I wore rain boots because it was a rainy day and I would be, you know, pretty far away from home. I knew I had to do a little bit of walking, but we were on the beach at Trout Lake. And I think I stood on my leg weird in soft ground in rain boots. And I left that gathering with a leg injury.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, you know, we're like the opposite sides of the spectrum.
No, I mean, we are both in the same place. ultimately, and that's what counts.
Oh yeah, that's true.
But we just... it's not the point of your story, but like I gotta know, what is a feminist bird watching club?
Yeah, it's essentially a bird watching club, but we're not gonna be condescending to each other, and we're gonna kind of like adopt principles of intersectional feminism and decolonialism to discuss birds and nature and activities.
That's super cool. What wave of feminism do you think birds are at right now?
I think it's kind of hard to say as a human, because I don't really know bird society very well.
And like, there is no one monolithic bird society.
Yeah. So I think it'd be hard to know. And I think as well, it's not my place personally to even kind of like begin the work to interrogate that. Because I'm so green to this, and also I don't want to like impose, right? Like ornithology, totally, yeah. the discipline has so often just like thrown its weight around on the society of birds.
It's truly time for birds to speak for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go outside, open a window. Hear the bird song. Speaking of birds, what is our next song on the playlist?
It's not about birds, but it is a good song. Coming up is Nina by Jean-Michel Blais. Enjoy.